You are about to hear Guerrilla Warfare, narrated by Jason McCoy and written by Ernesto Che Guevara.
Guerrilla Warfare by Ernesto Che Guevara. Copyright 2010, BN Publishing. Online at www.bnpublishing.net. Chapter 1. General Principles of Guerrilla Warfare. 1. Essence of Guerrilla Warfare. The armed victory of the Cuban people over the Batista dictatorship was not only the triumph of heroism as reported by the newspapers of the world, it also forced a change in the old dogmas concerning the conduct of the popular masses of Latin America. It showed plainly the capacity of the people to free themselves by means of guerrilla warfare from a government that oppresses them. We consider that the Cuban Revolution contributed three fundamental lessons to the conduct of revolutionary movements in America. They are: popular forces can win a war against the army. It is not necessary to wait until all conditions for making revolution exist. The insurrection can create them. In underdeveloped America, the countryside is the basic area for armed fighting. Of these three propositions, the first two contradict the defeatist attitude of revolutionaries, or pseudo-revolutionaries, who remain inactive and take refuge in the pretext that against a professional army, nothing can be done, who sit down to wait until, in some mechanical way, all necessary objective and subjective conditions are given, without working to accelerate them. As these problems were formerly a subject of discussion in Cuba, until facts settle the question, they are probably still much discussed in America. Naturally, it is not to be thought that all conditions for revolution are going to be created through the impulse given to them by guerrilla activity. It must always be kept in mind that there is a necessary minimum without which the establishment and consolidation of the first center is not practicable. People must see clearly the futility of maintaining the fight for social goals within the framework of civil debate. When the forces of oppression come to maintain themselves in power against established law, peace is considered already broken. In these conditions, popular discontent expresses itself in more active forms. An attitude of resistance finally crystallizes into an outbreak of fighting, provoked initially by the conduct of the authorities. Where a government has come into power through some form of popular vote, fraudulent or not, and maintains at least an appearance of constitutional legality, the guerrilla outbreak cannot be promoted, since the possibilities of peaceful struggle have not yet been exhausted. The third proposition is a fundamental of strategy. It ought to be noted by those who maintain dogmatically that the struggle of the masses is centered in city movements, entirely forgetting the immense participation of the country people in the life of all the underdeveloped parts of America. Of course, the struggles of the city masses of organized workers should not be underrated, but their real possibilities of engaging in armed struggle must be carefully analyzed, where the guarantees which customarily adorn our constitutions are suspended or ignored. In these conditions, the illegal workers' movements face enormous dangers. They must function secretly without arms. The situation in the open country is not so difficult. There, in places beyond the reach of the repressive forces, the armed guerrillas can support the inhabitants. We will later make a careful analysis of these three conclusions that stand out in the Cuban revolutionary experience. We emphasize them now at the beginning of this work as our fundamental contribution. Guerrilla warfare, the basis of the struggle of a people to redeem itself, has diverse characteristics, different facets, even though the essential will for liberation remains the same. It is obvious, and writers on the theme have said it many times, that war responds to a certain series of scientific laws. Whoever ignores them will go down to defeat. Guerrilla warfare as a phase of war must be ruled by all of these. But besides, because of its special aspects, a series of corollary laws must also be recognized in order to carry it forward. Though geographical and social conditions in each country determine the mode and particular forms that guerrilla warfare will take, there are general...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?